This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox. Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith.
You know, struggling with sin just isn't that much fun. It's really not. But when I read the readings today, let's see, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4 through 7 and 11 through 15, it really made me think, really, how much have I really struggled against sin? Brothers and sisters, in your struggle against sin, have you not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood? Have you also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children? My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Well, sign me up for that. But let's think about it. If you are a parent, or if you're a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, maybe you don't have your own children, maybe you take care of pets, maybe you take care of older people, there is always a matter of discipline that needs to be in your day when you're taking care of someone, especially someone you love. Okay, moving on with the reading. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as his sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter root spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled. So let's keep an eye on the garden. Let's make sure that we pull up all those roots, that we watch what's going to be crawling up next to the healthy, good, holy things we should be doing. I mean, he slips it in so slick and easy at the end. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter root spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled. And then, of course, as I was reading on, I got to the gospel, Mark chapter 6, and it got down to the very end. So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, which was in his neighborhood, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Sorry, I'm a little congested today. I've got to have a little bit of coffee here. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. He's amazed by their lack of faith. And earlier we read, how much do we struggle with sin? And are we looking at God to heal us? Not just as the teacher-student relationship, where we get graded by how good or bad we are, but by the father and the son and daughter relationship, where all we want to do is make the daddy proud of us. Abba, Father, look at what I did. Does this make you happy? I only want to make you happy. And so if you're struggling with a sin or you're struggling with something in your life, don't give up. Do not think, well, I must just be one of those people who aren't supposed to be holy, who are supposed to live like this. I obviously don't have the willpower, the self-control, the desire. I just might as well be my lukewarm Sunday mass-going Catholic self and just forget about getting any closer to God, living a life filled with peace, harmony, looking at everything as such a gift, such beautiful graces and creation from God. Yeah, I'll just kind of go and dive into my work, dive into whatever vocation that I'm in, not try to dive into my relationship with God, not try to be the person that God really wants me to be on this earth, in this world. One who loves him, but also loves myself and loves others around me. Yeah, God, that's who I want to be. And I can do it with you. I hope that you don't look at me and say, boy, what little faith. He was amazed at their lack of faith. That's why he's not healing many, because they just don't believe. So that was where I wanted to end and make sure that every single person knows that you can walk away from sin with God's help. There's no question that God can help you. No question. The question is, have you asked him yet again today? Have you asked him into your life to walk with you and to be in every moment as you make all your decisions today? Is God there with you? Are you asking him in to help direct your day, to help direct your words, to help you love yourself and love others, to take care of that holy temple, Holy Spirit temple, the body that you are in? If you're in a rut, sloth rut in terms of spirituality, you're in a rut just in life, you're eating bad, you're not taking care of yourself, and you're okay with this rut, that's the sneakiness of Satan. You may be sitting here thinking, well, geez, I'm not nearly as bad as I was a year ago when I was addicted to this and addicted to that, and I was this and I was that, and now I'm only struggling with X. So, you know, it's not so bad if I still have this in my life. That's where Satan gets us, right? He moves us slowly. And slowly but surely, he takes away that motivation, that inspiration to be that better person, to continue to work on yourself, to continue to pray and go deeper with God, to know that you've got his voice right here. Now it's just a matter of just doing that trust fall, right? Throwing your arms across your chest and just dropping backwards and saying, okay, God, here I come. You've got this. Not looking back, not trying to catch yourself, just dropping. Do the trust fall and do it every day, all day, because God will give you the grace. He will. He'll give you the grace to just get through that next moment. to look at that temptation in the face, to walk away from the opposite temptation. Maybe you're being lazy and you haven't done a thing to move your body or to do anything to feel more awake, more alert, more alive. There are so many things that we choose to do every day, and many of them are not the best choices for us. So can we just choose one thing today? And that is to ask the Lord into our lives, to have Him into our daily tasks, and then thanking Him throughout the day as we notice when He comes in, when He says something to us, when we see Him in nature, when we capture a thought, when we're in Mass, when we're just about walking out of confession and we feel this beautiful hug. Let's go to God today a lot, a lot. Stuff is going on in this world. And we can be praying for that as well as our own specific individual petitions that we need help with. But this is where God really needs to be an anchor in your life. A true place that you know, if I just go there and hold on, I'm fine. He's got me. Trust fall. Put those arms across your chest and just drop. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. I know so many are not doing well. Please don't walk away from God. That's where I need you to go. Even if you're not feeling it. Okay, everyone, I love you all. Thank you for dealing with my congestion and nose and kind of weird stuff this week. I love you all. I pray for you all. I hope you have a beautiful Jesus-filled day. Take care.